Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today with such short notice. I'm Isabel Crancet, Deputy Head of Investor Relations. The purpose of this call is to provide further detail on Iberdrola's announced acquisition of the electricity distribution company in Finland, Caruna, and to walk you through the strategic rationale, key financial considerations, and expected contribution of the transaction. We are joined today by Mr. David Mesonero, Deputy CFO and Global Head of Corporate Development, who will take you through the presentation shared with you in advance. If you have not yet accessed it, the presentation is also available on on the link you have received through the email. We appreciate that this is a busy period in the reporting season, so we have designed today's session to be focused and efficient, with a total duration of approximately 30 to 40 minutes. After the presentation, we will open the line for a live Q&A session. Questions should be submitted through the conference call operator. As always, if you have further questions after the call, please feel free to contact the investor relations team at investor.relations@iberdrola.es. And now, without further ado, I will hand over to David Mesonero. David, over to you.
Thanks, Isabel. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. It is a pleasure to be with you today to present what we believe is another important milestone in Iberdrola's long-term strategy. Before we begin, I would also like to thank you, many of you, for the kind message and congratulations we have received following Spain's victory and family. Although we are a multinational company, it was certainly a very special moment for our country, considering our quality. Back to the presentation. At Iberdrola, we don't wait for the future to happen. We anticipate and we build it. Our history has shown that we have demonstrated a consistent ability to anticipate structural changes, remain ahead of global trends, and transform the challenges facing the energy sector into tangible opportunities for sustainability growth. Today, we are taking another strategic step by entering a new geography and establishing a leading position in electricity distribution in Finland. This decision is not opportunistic. It is the natural result of our disciplined capital allocation framework. For many years, Iberdrola has followed a very clear investment approach. We invest in electricity network in countries with a strong credit quality, predictable and attractive regulation, structural growth, and sustainable value creation potential for our stakeholders. Following the successful divestiture of our thermal generation business in Mexico, we are now recycling those proceeds into one of Europe's highest quality regulated electricity distribution platforms. We are redeploying capital from a pure non-core business into a growing euro-denominated and fully regulated network asset in a AA-plus rated country. 3 notches about Spain, 1 note about the UK, and on par with the United States. This is precisely the type of capital rotation Iberdrola has consistently delivered, improving the quality, predictability, and resilience of our earnings while preserving our financial strength. With that, let me introduce you to the presentation. Please turn to slide 2. The main message from today's presentation is straightforward. Caruna is an excellent strategic fit for Iberdrola. The transaction further strengthens our position as one of the world's leading electricity network operator and increases our exposure to stable, predictable, and long-duration regulated earnings. Networks already represent the largest contributor to Iberdrola's value, and we continue to believe that they offer one of the most attractive combinations of earning visibility, investment opportunity, and structural growth within the energy sector. Caruna is the largest electricity distribution company in Finland, with more than 20% of the market share. The company also benefits from perpetual concessions, providing additional long-term visibility and stability. It operates a fully regulated business under a transparent regulatory framework with visibility until 2031. Based on the current regulation methodology and our business plan, Caruna is expected to generate a regulated return on equity of approximately 8% with additional incentives. This is an attractive return for a euro-denominated regulated business in a AA-class rated country, supported by stable cash flows and a significant long-term investment program. Finland is also an important part of the investment case. It is one of the Europe's more stable, innovative, and highly digitalized economies, with a strong institutional framework, clean and competitive electricity generation, and a significant potential for further electrification. Electricity demand is expected to grow materially, driven by industrial electrification, renewable integration, data center, battery value chain, and other energy-intensive activities. Electricity demand from data centers in Finland is expected to grow by around 4 times by 2030, increasing from 1.6 terawatt hours in 2024 to approximately 5 to 6 terawatt hours by 2030. This creates a clear requirement for continued investment in electricity networks. Caruna is therefore positioned at the center of Finland's future economy, industrial and energy development. We expect Caruna's net income to grow the next decade by approximately 7% CAGR, supported by an increasing capital expenditure program between 200 and 300 million euros annually. From a financial perspective, the transaction is also very attractive. We acquire an 80% stake in Caruna for an equity consideration of approximately 2 billion euros. Around 1 billion euro of approximately half of the consideration will be deferred by 30 months following the closing. This deferred payment materially reduces the initial funding requirement, improves the present value economics of the transaction, and prepares balanced flexibility. The transaction values 100% of Caruna at an enterprise value of approximately 5 billion euros, including 2.47 billion euros of net debt as of December 25. The implied acquisition multiple is approximately 15 times expected 2027 earnings. We are therefore acquiring a high quality regulated platform with visible earnings growth and attractive e-multiple below Iberdrola's stock. The transaction is expected to be EPS accretive from the first year, around 1%, without considering possible synergies and assistance. The value proposition is fully supported by the quality, returns, and growth of the standalone business. Any additional benefit from Iberdrola experience, scale, supply chain, or financing capabilities would therefore represent potential upside rather than a requirement for value creation. Turning now to slide 3. Caruna is the largest distribution company in Finland, serving a population of around 1.5 million. 25% of the country's electricity supply clock point in a market that remains highly fragmented, with 77 distribution network operators. The acquisition strengthens Iberdrola's leadership in network to the vision of 100% regulated business, generating a stable cash flow in Europe in a AA+ rated country. It also provides Iberdrola with a new platform in a market undergoing a rapid electrification process. Finland benefits from abundant clean electricity, a strong digital infrastructure, and competitive power prices, making it an attractive location for energy-intensive investment. Fingrid, the Finnish transmission system operator, expects electricity demand to increase by between 22 and 45% by 2030. That demand growth will require substantial reinforcement and expansion of the electricity system, with distribution companies playing a central role in connecting new demand, integrating renewable generation, and maintaining security and reliability of supply. Caruna is exceptionally well positioned to capture this opportunity, thanks to its scale, geographical footprint, and technical capability. The regulatory framework is stable, predictable, and visible until 2031. It supports the recovery of existing investment and provides the necessary framework to respond to growing electricity demand. Unlike markets where investment capacity has been constrained by regulatory caps, the Finnish framework enables existing new investment to be incorporated into the regulated asset base. This alignment between regulation, demand growth, and investment needs is a central part of the strategic rationale for the transaction. In simple terms, Finland provides us a combination of stability, a strong credit quality, and electricity demand growth. Turning now to slide 4. Caruna is much more than Finland's largest electricity producing company. It is a fantastic company and one of the Europe's highest quality regulated networks platforms. The company serves approximately 740,000 supply points, representing about 1.5 million population, and operates close to 89,000 kilometers of electricity line. Around 67% of its network has already been undergrounded. Undergrounding increased network resilience with this weather-related interruption, improved security of supply, and lowers operating and maintenance requirements over the life of the assets. This is particularly relevant in Finland. Caruna has therefore already completed a significant investment program to reinforce the resilience and quality of its networks. At the same time, the next phase of growth is now emerging. These investments are supported by distribution licenses granted for an indefinite period, so it's a perpetual concession. By 2027, Caruna is expected to have a regulatory asset base above 2.5 billion euros, EBITDA of around 369 million euros, and net income of approximately 148 million euros. 2027 will be the first year in which Caruna is fully consolidated in our financial statements. We expect net income to grow the next decade by around 7% CAGR, supported by the increasing capital expenditure program and by the continued growth of Finland's electricity system. Across Spain, the United Kingdom, Brazil, and the United States, Iberdrola has consistently demonstrated its ability to invest in the regulated network, grow asset bases, and improve operational performance and customer service. We believe Finland represents another excellent opportunity to deploy those capital. It is also important to emphasize that Caruna is already a highly efficient organization. It has a strong management team, an established operating model, and only 247 employees. Our approach will therefore be to preserve the strength of the business and support its net phase of investment and growth. Now turning to slide 5. Following the completion, Iberdrola will own 80% of Caruna. The remaining royalty will continue to be held by two highly respected long-term Nordic institutional investors, AMF and ELO. AMF is one of Sweden's largest pension institutions, while ELO is one of Finland's leading pension insurance companies. We are delighted to partner with those shareholders whose investment philosophy is closely aligned with ours. Long-term, patient, and focused on essential infrastructure. Their continued investment also demonstrates their confidence in Caruna's long-term prospects. This transaction is therefore not only about acquiring an outstanding regulated asset. It is also about establishing a long-term presence in Finland and building strong partnerships with leading Nordic institutional investors. Our integration philosophy will be equally important. Caruna is already a highly efficient, well-managed business with a strong local identity and a capable management team. Our objective is to preserve those strengths while carrying Iberdrola's expertise in such areas as digital asset management, predictive maintenance, engineering, procurement, cybersecurity, and long-term network planning. Finally, turning to slide 6. We expect to submit the relevant regulatory application by mid-August. The approval process is expected to be completed by December, with closing anticipated during the first quarter of 2027, subject to the receipt of the required regulatory clearance, one in Finland and two in the European Union. We have already begun integration planning. Given Iberdrola's extensive experience in acquiring and integrating regulated network businesses across multiple jurisdictions, we are confident that the transition will be smooth. Our priorities will be clear: continuity and quality of service, retention of the local management and team talent, constructive engagement with employees, regulators, customers, and all other stakeholders, and preservation of Caruna's strong Finnish identity. This will remain a locally managed Finnish business supported by Iberdrola's global network capabilities, investment experience, and financial strength. Let me now conclude with three key messages. First, Caruna is exactly the type of regulated infrastructure asset Iberdrola looks for. It combines a transparent regulatory framework, a AA+ rated jurisdiction, EU-eliminated cash flows, and highly visible long-term investment requirements. It is expected to deliver during the next decade a regulated return on equity of around 8%, a net income growth of around 7% CAGR, supported by an increasing capital expenditure program of between 200 and 300 million euros annually. These are attractive returns and growth prospects for a fully regulated business with a stable and predictable cash flow. Second, this acquisition demonstrates once again Iberdrola's disciplined approach to capital allocation. We are reflecting the proceeds from the investment of our thermal generation business in Mexico into a higher quality regulated growth platform. We are moving from a mature and non-core business into an electricity network, which remains at the center of our strategy and of the global electrification process. The transaction is expected to be EPS accretive on the third year. And third, this transaction further enhances the overall quality of Iberdrola. It increases the contribution of regulated networks to our portfolio, which now represents more than 50% of our EBITDA. It improves earnings and cash predictability. It strengthens the resilience and geographical diversification of our business model. And it provides Iberdrola with a leading platform in a country where electricity demand and network investment are expected to grow significantly over the coming years. Caruna is not simply a high-quality asset. It is a long-term growth platform in one of the Europe's strongest and most stable economies. We believe this transaction represents another important step in Iberdrola's strategy. At Iberdrola, we don't wait for the future to happen. We invest in it. We build it and we create value from it. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much for the detailed overview, David. We will now move to the Q&A section. Operator, please, may we take the first question?
The Q&A session starts now. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 5 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw your question, please press star 5 again. Please ensure your phone is not on mute. The first question comes from Jenny Ping from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Thank you very much for the Q&A session. I've got three, please. Firstly, could please tell us, actually, given you've got the visibility until 2041, what is the RAV growth? What is RAB in 2031? That would be my first question. Secondly, looking at the net debt to RAB of this asset, we're talking close to 100% leverage. Is there any plans to inject equity into the business to reduce leverage at some stage? And then the third question I had was really around the 1 billion deferred payment. Is that contingent on performance or on something else in 6 months' time, or is it payable regardless? Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny, for your three questions. First, regarding the visibility of the RAB for 2031 and why we are so confident, so it is based on Finnish regulator. The Finnish regulator has approved the framework for the next few years till 2031. So there is no any question about the regulation. So we have full visibility till that year. What we expect is by 2031, the RAB will be around 3 billion euros. Okay? So it is including the capex that we're going to deploy in the next year, minus the amortization of the some of the capex that we need to do. Regarding the second question, if it is necessary to finance, the growth of this company, if we need to put more equity in our accounts, we are not assuming any other equity injection. Please do consider that this is a very stable regulatory framework that obviously the company has a very, very efficient financing strategy But on top of that, as we have done, for example, with ENW, Iberdrola can provide additional 300 loan if it is necessary. And third, regarding the deferred payment of 1 billion euros, there is no any contingency. So there is not any kind of earnout or things like that. It is just a deferred payment of 50% of the equity value for the 80% of the acquisition. Obviously, if during the acquisition process we find any legal topic that we can, that we are not happy with that, this will be a potential discussion with the sellers. But we don't anticipate any major issue, as we have done a very, very detailed due diligence. And of course, there is an influence that is somehow assuring the distribution of the difference.
Thank you very much. Let's move on to the next question, please.
Our next question comes from Gonzalo Sanchez Bordona from UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, David and Sharon, and thank you very much for the presentation and the opportunity for the questions. I have three, if I may, as well. First one is related with the sources of potential assets you mentioned in the presentation. I was wondering whether in the RAB growth path you've just outlined, whether you're including those potential sources of upside. I think you mentioned incentives, you mentioned the demand growth. Is that something that could materialize into some additional RAB growth or some additional incentives growth during the current, I understand, regulatory period through 2031? And apologies because I know nothing about the Finland regulation. So that's question number one. Question number two is related with how you calculate the 17 times PE, sorry, 16 times PE for 2027. If you could provide some details on that, because I get a slightly different number. I know I'm missing something there. And then the other question is related to how the regulation works in terms of returns on top of the 8% you saw online. Is it possible to achieve higher returns during this coming regulatory period, or when you're referring to this potential surplus upside, you're referring to following the regulatory period? Thank you.
Thank you, Gonzalo. If you don't mind, I will mix question number one and question number three, because I think they are quite related. So regarding if we are considering any upside, the answer is no. We are trying to be very, very conservative in our assumptions. So there is no any kind of upside that we are seeing today. Let me put you a couple of examples. The performance of this company has been huge. We are seeing years with an outperformance of 180, 190, but we are not considering that outperformance. Indeed, we are considering a small outperformance because obviously it's the largest distribution company in Finland, and it's a very, very, it's a very big market in terms of the number of distribution companies. Therefore, there are 77. So when you do the benchmark, obviously the largest usually gets the best, KPI. Additionally, we are not considering any efficiency from Iberdrola. As you can imagine, only in procurement or only in corporate efficiency, we could achieve some of them. This is not a deal based on corporate efficiency, but obviously we will apply any operational efficiency that we can, especially procurement is a clear example. And then let me explain how it's working. So regarding the CapEx efficiency, 85% of the CapEx efficiency is captured by the company. Only 15% needs to be shared with the regulator. And regarding OPEX, 100% of the OPEX efficiency is captured by the company, up to 20% over what is a normal OPEX. Okay, so it's a quite good regulation compared with others that where we have presence. Additionally, we need to curb 50% of the city. Regarding the second question, it's very simple. It's, we are assuming, as I was saying, a close to 100, with the 15 times P. We are assuming 150 million euros more in 2027. And this is just to divide by the equity value that we are assuming for the 100%. Okay. So it's mapped. So we can of course provide you the details. but it is very, very, very easy calculation.
Great. Thank you very much. Let's move on to the next question, please.
Our next question comes from Rob Pulling from Morgan Stanley. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Well, thank you for the answers so far. three questions as well, if I may. Firstly, just to revisit an earlier question. So the implied gearing, given the net debt and the RAB numbers provided, is like 97%. And then is the other activity for that net debt and is the full network for the standard nominal gearing of 40-60? That's question one. Question two, I think you've given an interesting overview of how attractive Finland is and the electrification growth and everything else. May I ask why Iberdrola is looking at this now? Is there an incentivized seller or other reasons that we should be aware of? And thirdly, again, notwithstanding the respective merits of this particular deal, historically, Iberdrola has been very focused on its four core geographies. And of course, we've seen deals within those geographies over the last few years. Should we understand that the foray into the Nordic is a potential future core market? Is this opportunistic in the sense that this is just a good asset in your eyes? Does this imply that there is no further inorganic that you can do in the existing core geography? Sorry, long question that last one, but love to hear the thought. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. So regarding the first question, I think that you followed it because of the low time that he gave you, but the implied gearing is 50%. Okay, so the net debt is around 2.40 something billion euros. So just make your math and in any case we can give you all the details. But it's 50%. It's quite similar to other geographies where we are active. Regarding, the second question, it was a long one, but I tend to think that you were questioning about why Finland and why we are now looking for a new geography. I think that obviously at Iberdrola, we were very clear in our last Capital Markets Day, what we are looking for is breaking a country with a network and especially a very attractive with a clear framework. And I think Finland six all the boxes. It's a double A plus rating, so it's 3 notches, as I explained, over Spain. It's 1 notch over the UK, and it compares with the US. Second, it's fully regulated. So there is no any additional business than this business that is serving rural and urban cities in Finland. And I think it's a very, very attractive regulation for a company like us with an 8% ROE, with a 10-year bonds deal, much more competitive than other geographies where we are active. And finally, regarding additional add-ons, I think is the third question. Obviously, if we do this deal, usually what we want is to become the leader. With this acquisition, we are acquiring the 1%. We are covering 1.5 million population of Finland. It's a very fragmented business with 77, vehicles. So, I assume that in the next 3 years, we will see a potential consolidation in the country. Regarding other countries, what we are seeing is that the Nordic are going to be one of the major, benefits of the data center development. Electrification is at the core of the study, digitalization is at the core of the study, and of course, please bear in mind that they need resilience and energy independence. So I think that networks are going to be an important role, or are going to play an important role within, the strategy of this country, especially Finland.
Thank you very much. Next question, please.
The next question comes from Dominic Nath from Barclays. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Hi, yes. Thank you very much for the question and the free presentation. I've also got three questions, although I'll start, but hope you've got a lot shorter. Looking at the Karuna Group financial statement on their website, I just wanted to get some sort of clarity on that. And seeing that one's for 2025, EBITDA coming at 244 million for 3.5 and more, basically guiding to 369 in 2027, so 7% over 2 years, which is fine, up 25 million up there. But the question I've got here is that the net income in 2025 is 75 million, and your guidance gains 148 million, i.e. doubling in the next 2 years. The question I've got is that net income number incorrect, I'm seeing on the statement, and how do you get such a big gap up in net income or a relatively small gap up in EBITDA? Second question, quick one. You got a tag right from the remaining 20%. When's the deadline for them to get tagged or tagged, I guess? And finally, another quick one. Keep in mind again, because I'm not that familiar with Finnish regulation. The 8%, is a nominal regulation rather than a real regulation? And is that at 40% equity? Thank you.
Okay, so, Dominic, thank you very much for your three questions. Let me start with the first and the second one, and I will ask if you could react the third one, because I didn't teach you well. So regarding net income, if you look at the financial statements, you are right, it appears 75 in 2025, but you need to add the stakeholders' loan that we are considering equity. So what we are doing is, once we are acquiring the company, what we are doing is just eliminating the stakeholders' loan. Instead of doing capital increases, what this company or the stakeholders have decided is to do a kind of a two-folded loan that we are contemplating like equity, okay? So you need to sum around 65 million euros more to the 75, okay? So more or less, it will go the 2025 number in the range of 135, 140 million euros just for comparison purposes, okay? In 2027, we are guiding to 148. Again, we will counter the stakeholders agreement. We will include the equity that is needed, and that's why it will appear like the net income coming before the probably after the stakeholders agreement is going to be at the level of 112 to 150. The second is, I assume it was regarding tag along of the other two companies. So first, let me remark that our partnership strategy is very clear. So we want to have local partners and strong partners, party and money, together with us in the key, assets or companies that we have. You know, we have an example with GIC in Brazil, we have the example of Kansai in E&W, we have the example of Nordic here in Spain with close to 2 gigawatts of our platform. So we are very happy having AMF and ELO. But it will, for whatever reason, they are deciding to exit and they execute the tag alone. We are also happy acquiring 100%. Indeed, it's a fantastic company, and we will be super happy acquiring the 100% on the rate of the 20% that is on their hand. The right to the tagalog finish at the time of the closing. So, we are expecting that the closing is around the end of the year. So we will know, what is the final decision by that date. In any case, I am in close contact with the two funds, and they have expressed several times that they don't want to sell, and they want to remain. We also somehow reinforce our equity story in the market. And I didn't get your final question. I don't know if you can repeat it.
Yeah, it's a very simple one. So did the 8%. Return on regulated equity. Can you just remind me, is that real or nominal? Is it inflation adjusted every year, and is that a 40% equity?
Yeah, it's nominal. We have 46% equity.
Great, thank you.
Great, thank you. Thank you very much. Next question, please.
The next question comes from Javier Garrido from JPM. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I just have one follow-up question on what you just said about the shareholder loan conversion. Is that when you are saying you're the price you are paying for the 80% stake, does this include the shareholder loan, or it's going to be a transfer on top of the price that you say you are paying for 80% stake? Thank you.
Thank you, Javier. Sorry, the 148% that we are guiding for 2027 is for 100% of the company. So 80% you will need to adjust the net income multiplying by 2.8. And yes, it is included, the shareholders loan are included in 100%.
Thank you very much. Next question, please. I'm afraid this might be the last one.
Our last question comes from Jorge Alonso from Bernstein. Your line is not open. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. A couple of questions, please. One is a follow-up on Javier's question. So the 2 billion that you are paying as equity, that includes the shareholder loan conversion, or that will come on top of the 2 billion that you mentioned you are paying for the 80%. And the second one is, as a consequence of this acquisition, I mean, can we think that Iberdrola would be accelerating disposal or terminate it elsewhere in order to keep the balance sheet in a good shape? Thank you.
Thank you, Jorge. Regarding the first question, yes. The question is very simple, yes. So in the 2 billion euros of equity, with including 1 billion euros of deferred payment, it is included for the loan, so you don't need to make any adjustment for your calculation. In any case, there are three questions related to that. We will share with you more details, but there is nothing that you could be worried about. It's just that we are considering the whole loan as pure equity, and we are just paying everything of the shareholder loan as equity. And second, regarding disposals, as you know, we presented in the last Capital Markets Day a very aggressive strategy of acceleration and partnership. We are very close to finish the initial guidance that we did, that we gave a few months ago. Obviously, still we have around 2 billion euros to be divested in the next few months, in this current Capital Markets Day. So we don't expect additional disposal, but the normal one that we were planning. So we think that we have enough headroom for that. Obviously, as always, there is an opportunity to dispose or to sell an asset at a very good price, as we have done in the recent years. Obviously, we are open. But in any case, what we are is trying to preserve our balance sheet, and we are totally committed to the BBB plus rating. Please do consider that with this acquisition, with that is 100% regulated in a AA rating country, what we are seeing is that the level of regulated business is now above 50% of our net income. So in that sense, somehow we are improving step by step the headroom that we have for additional investment.
Okay, well, that was our last question. Thank you very much, David, for sharing this detail with us today. And thanks to all the audience for joining the call and for your interest. If you have any additional questions, please do not hesitate to contact the investor relations team. And with that, we will close the call. Thank you again, and have a very good afternoon.